The waiting period, what a juxtaposition. On one hand, you're anxious, fearful, or disappointed. But on the other hand, you're expectant and excited for what's yet to come. I see this in the Bible as well, where it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." However, I'm acutely aware of the various times, many, where Christians are instructed to wait on the Lord, to be still, and to be patient. So what are we to do in a waiting season? Is there a right or wrong way to wait? The picture that comes to mind is that of a bus stop with scheduled bus timings and a traffic light system. Whether a pedestrian or a vehicle operator, you recognize that the system is there to protect you from harm and to allow seamless flow of traffic. So what would happen if both the vehicle operators and pedestrians were not willing to wait? It would be a disaster, right? Let's think of the traffic lights as our right timing or season. And let's think of the vehicles and pedestrians as God and ourselves. If it's not the right time for us to move into or out of a season, and that is if we have welcomed God into our journey, He'll put in measures or situations that prevent us from moving, or in this case, crossing the road. Likewise, if we are in tune with God and the system He has put in place, we know when or not to cross the road, that is, change seasons. Another way to think of it is that different buses go to different places, and boarding the wrong bus can have dire consequences for you, as well as the tasks or activities or people that you were meant to serve at your intended destination. In other words, getting on the right bus is critical. However, all said and done, the waiting or journeying period can be harsh. Yes, it can be joyous, but more often than not, it demands a certain state of being, which can be frustrating. In these moments, I urge us to embrace the emotion of the moment, but not define it as truth. Which is to say, just because you've experienced delay, it doesn't negate the hope or dream that you have. Just because you've been rejected for a position or rejected in a relationship, it doesn't mean that you're not worthy or valued. Most times, it's just not the right fit or the right timing. The Bible talks about mourning with those who are mourning and celebrating with those who are celebrating. If it's not yet your turn, celebrate with those who are in a season of celebration and trust that at some point it will be your turn to celebrate too. Also, surround yourself with the truth of who God is and who you are. This way you don't build your identity around the season, but on who you are and whose you are. Lastly, believe that the same God who made it happen for others can make it happen for you, and that there remains vast opportunities, experiences, and memories for you to savor. In the right time, it will happen. Let your posture, perspective, and ethos reflect that belief. Wait well, my friend.